702.
What's gone viral?
With Kabazela.
Time now to catch up with Kabazela. One of the features I'm pleased to tell you we are going to retain on the show at exactly the time that you are used to hearing it. Kabazela, very good morning to you. Let's start with a truck accident in Pinetown. It was caught on camera.
Yeah, so you heard it in news with Tara Penny there earlier. And you see the video at first and you think, what the heck is going on here? And it's this massive 18-wheeler truck that is—it's basically stopped, and in front of it, it's got a car that it's crashed into, and you see some guy that is sort of at the truck driver's door, and then the next minute, this truck starts shaking, and it just starts moving forward, and then pushing this crashed car in front of it and a tow truck out the way, and it keeps going, and people are screaming and shouting. This one girl shouting, "Mommy, mommy, mommy!"
Yeah.
And it just keeps going and going and going, and eventually it veers off to the right and crashes through a wall and then crashes into this property in Pinetown. And it's such a bizarre incident. So apparently this truck had crashed further up the road. And then, it came to a stop, and the truck driver got out of the car and of the truck, and then it started moving again. He got back in to try and stop it because it just started running again. And unfortunately, the poor truck driver passed away because he then jumped out of the moving truck and unfortunately fell on his head and sustained injuries to his head and passed away on the scene. So a really, really nasty incident there that took place in Pinetown with that 18-wheeler truck. Just caused havoc wherever it went.
You know, if you've been in an accident, obviously you can only experience it from your personal point of view. But it's something else. It's something else to watch footage of an accident. And it happens so quickly, right? And it's not always easy to predict which way it's going to go. It can all change so, so very quickly. All right, Kabazela, tell me about a 90-year-old man reunited with a motorbike.
This is such a beautiful story, but also sad at the same time. So This old man and his wife, many, many years ago, I think it was about 60 years ago, they used to live in Holland, and they had this motorbike, and they used to ride everywhere on this motorbike. And then they had to emigrate, and they immigrated to Canada, and they left the motorbike behind. And all these years later, this man's son and his grandsons decided for this couple's wedding anniversary, it would have been their diamond wedding anniversary, and this man's 90th birthday, they wanted to find this old motorbike, get it restored, and bring it over as a surprise for them. And they managed to find that bike, the original bike, got it restored, and wanted to bring it over. But unfortunately, just before they managed to get the bike over, the old man's wife passed away. The guy's mother passed away. So they had to then unveil the bike to the father a couple of weeks later, and they caught this on camera. And you see the son explaining to the father on the screen. They've done like a little presentation of some pictures of him and his wife that were riding the bike back in the day, the original number plate, the original ownership papers, et cetera, et cetera. And then he says to his dad, "Well, Dad, I want to show you something." And from around the corner, he goes and fetches this motorbike, and he brings it in front of, in full view of the old man. And yeah, the old man just bursts into tears, and he just has a moment there where you can see he's transported back to those days where he was there with his wife riding, you know, in younger, happier times, and gets on the bike and whatnot. And then the son says that, you know, here's the bike, and this bike is now going to stay in the family. And it got me thinking about heirlooms. And, you know, some people you talk to, they might have certain things that are passed down from generation to generation. And your dad leaves it to you, and you leave it to your son or your daughter. And it stays within that family for generations. So I want to know this morning from the 702 listeners, what is that family heirloom that has stayed within your family for generation and generation?
Well, that'll be interesting to find out. Do you have an heirloom in the family? that's been handed down from generation to what is it? What is it worth? Are you curious about what it might be worth? Do you think it's something that could fetch a lot of money at one of these artifact shows? These those shows they have on
antiques
TV. Antique shows. That's the one. That's the one I'm looking
but
for.
Also, it might even have no value whatsoever.
But it means
just
a lot to
has
you.
So much emotional and family history to the art.
All right, that's What's Gone Viral with Kabazela.